The soils are fertile, and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Also leading the Screaming Eagles with 4 assists, 9 points from Allie Saunders with 2 steals on 3 of 4 shooting, 8 points from Madison Webb, 3 of 7 with 3 rebounds. Then it's 5 points for Blackwell, 2 points for Shepherd, who's 1 of 4. She's their leading scorer this season. 2 from Ralston, 2 from Hanley. Gannon has 3. For the Badgers, leading scorer is Ronnie Porter. 8 points from Porter, 4 points in the first, 4 points in the second. She's 3 of 7 from the field. Also has 3 rebounds for the Badgers. After that, the scoring drops to Sarah Williams with 6. 6 points and 6 rebounds for Williams, who has 16 straight double-doubles entering this postseason game here tonight. Also has 3 blocks to lead all players on the court tonight. 4 points from Sanaya Copeland on 2 of 5 shooting. She has 2 rebounds and an assist. Plus, it's 3 points from Patty Bandla in 7 minutes. She connected on 1 field goal, a 3-pointer. 2 from Douglas, 2 from Leitzinger. Brooke Schrammick is scoreless in that first half with 2 rebounds, but also picked up 3 personal fouls. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, it's the third quarter. Second round at the WNIT, 44-25. USI over Wisconsin. Back with the third quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Saving money on your next painting project with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer from Dutch Boy with a washable and stain-resistant finish. Transforming your home has never been easier. Pick up a gallon of DuraClean Interior Paint starting at $22.95 after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you. Second half, moments away from beginning between the Badgers and Southern Indiana, when Wisconsin trails by 19 to start the third quarter. The winner of this one moves to the Super 16, where they will get Illinois State. Here's Ronnie Porter for the Badgers. Pass to the right wing. It's caught by Leitzinger. Now over to Porter. Now to Schrammick at the free throw line. Goes up. Got called for the walk. Went up, and there was a defender in her face. Did not touch any of the basketball. And then Schrammick came back down still with the basketball in her hands. 9:40 to play, just underway, third quarter. 44-25, Southern Indiana lead in the basketball. This is Webb, top of the arc. Bouncing for the baseline, and it's off of the hands of her teammate Raylene and out of bounds. Turnover, Southern Indiana. They average 16 turnovers per game as a team, but tonight, that is just the fourth turnover of the evening. Here's Leitzinger, quick three on the left wing. It's off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Webb. Screaming Eagles basketball. Front court, it's Blackwell flying in. Giving it up to Saunders. Now to Webb out top. No one's defending. She dribbles to the middle of the paint. Short jumper's no good. Grabbed by Porter. Flips it up ahead. Leitzinger in transition. Got Webb in the air. Hard foul. No good with the shot, but Natalie will go to the free throw line. So Leitzinger steps to the line now for the UW. 82% free throw shooter is Leitzinger this season. And she'll have a pair now in the first free throw. He's up and in. Next one by Leitzinger. She spins it through. Two big free throws for the University of Wisconsin. Third quarter underway. Here comes Saunders up the right sideline for the Screaming Eagles. Defended by Wisconsin's Sanaya Copeland. High post bounce. Webb right of the lane. Defended by Williams. Back out to Saunders now. Head of the key. Bouncing for her teammate Blackwell. Now high post. It's Webb versus Williams. Goes up the shot. Blocked by Sarah. Picked up by Williams to Copeland, who got shoved down to the court. And another foul now against Southern Indiana. Team foul number two, just underway in the third quarter. Wisconsin got outscored 24-12 after the first quarter and 20-13 in the second quarter. 17-point deficit currently for the Badgers. Up the right sideline, the pass finds Porter. She'll attack to the rim, off the backboard for two. Good start here for Wisconsin in the third. Saunders, right of the lane, defended by Schrammick. In the paint, scoops one up, no good. Picked up Schrammick, here comes Wisconsin. Porter, left sideline. Gliding into the front court. To Schrammick, fires over to Leitzinger, far side corner. Williams posting up the lob in the paint, caught by Williams, back out. Ronnie's open, Porter for three, no good off the rim. Leitzinger tries to grab that rebound, but it's grabbed by Blackwell. Here comes Blackwell into the front court. 7:52 to play, third quarter. Over to Shafford on the left wing. Shafford penetrating, wraparound pass stolen by Leitzinger. Fast break time for the Badgers. Up ahead to Copeland. Copeland bobbled it, now has it back to Schrammick. Skips to Leitzinger, three on the right. Rims out, no good. Grabbed by Shafford. Wisconsin trying for those three balls. And I looked away for a second. I believe USI threw it out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin basketball, I believe. Yes, it will. The Badgers 2 of 11 from downtown. Shooting the three-point shot here in the third, but they're coming out firing. Douglas goes to Porter, near side corner. Back over to Hallie, between the circles. Finds Copeland, defended by Shafford. Now a hard bounce. Corner three, Schrammick draws air. Picked up, Douglas bounces in the lane to Porter, who flips it up. It bounces off the back rim a couple of times, no good. Picked up Southern Indiana. Wisconsin just can't buy a bucket right now. 44-29, but they have held USI scoreless in the quarter. Baseline drive by Ralston, who bangs into a Badger down low. I don't know if it was Schrammick or Douglas. But it's off of Wisconsin. It'll be Southern Indiana basketball. No whistle there. There was contact, that's for sure. Inbound, picked up Shafford. Bounces to Rayleigh now to Gannon in the lane. Left-hand hook won't fall. Picked up Porter. Racing front court off to her right. Slithering in is Douglas, and she runs over her defender. Gets called for the offensive foul. First team foul against Wisconsin of the third quarter. 44-29. Still USI with the lead, but the Badgers off to a nice start here, outscoring them 4-0 in the third. Hanley catches outside right. Quick skip bounce over out on top. Picked up Gannon. Hands off to Shepard. Shot clock is approaching 10. Pass over to Ralston on the left. Porter defends. Now over to Hanley out on top. Behind a screen. Has it right of the lane. Working on Copeland. Down to 4. Turnover. Southern Indiana on a hook. Called against Hanley. And a foul against Hanley. And that's the 13 foul against Southern Indiana. Interesting start here to the third quarter as Wisconsin once again has an opportunity to keep cutting into this deficit, but the Badgers are just 1 of 6 from the floor to start. Leitzinger gets bumped down to the floor and a foul, number 4 now against Southern Illinois with 6:17 to play in this third quarter. And that's the first foul called against Shepard. So on the floor for the Badgers right now, it's Leitzinger, Copeland, Douglas, Williams, and Porter. ...25-6 Southern Indiana out of the OVC, taking on the 13-16 Badgers out of the Big Ten here in the WNIT. Here's Copeland. Finds Porter. Return pass to Sanaya. Lobs to Williams. Touch pass back out to Leitzinger. Skips it over near side. Here's Porter. Slithering into the paint. Missing the shot. It's tipped out and picked up by Copeland. And she'll throw it to the corner and out of bounds. Wisconsin 1 of 7 in the third. Southern Indiana 0 of 4. 5:50 to go. Third quarter. Hanley out on top. Drives to her right. Throws back to her left. Now the entry pass off the leg of Webb. Stolen by Williams on the fast break. Here's Sarah galloping to the rim. Missed it with the left hand. Picked up Ralston. A 1-on-3, so he's going to slow things down. Out to Webb. A spin. And a travel. Now Williams had a great look on that driving layup, but just couldn't hit it with the left hand. 44-29, still Southern Indiana on top by 15. Leitzinger, outside left for the Badgers. High post, Douglas inside, left hand layup that time is in for Williams. 44-31, and Williams has reached double figures here tonight for the Badgers. 10.7 rebounds, looking for a 17th straight double-double. Outside left. Screaming Eagles inside. Gannon, tough shot, low block left, miss it, got it back down low on the left from behind, fouled by Williams. Shot's no good, and Southern Indiana will go to the free throw line, up by 14. Check it up by 13, rather. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:51 to play in the third quarter. Wisconsin trying to make it interesting. It's Southern Indiana 44, the Badgers 31. Second round of the WNIT. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Spring is here, which means the annual Crazy Legs Classic is just around the corner. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, and NBC 15. For more information and to sign up, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Audius with you. Here at Screaming Eagles Arena, second round of the WNIT, and it's the home team, USI, over Wisconsin, 44-31, but the Badgers have outscored the Screaming Eagles to start this third quarter. Midway now through the third quarter, 6-0, despite shooting just 2 of 9 from the floor, and 0 of 4 from outside the three-point line. Southern Indiana, who was shooting at halftime 47% from the floor, check it, 45% from the field, is 0 of 5 from the floor here in the third quarter. So Wisconsin coming out of the gates in the second half strong. And there's still a lot of time left here in this second round game. The winner to move to the Super 16, where they will face Illinois State, who defeated Charleston last night in second round action. On the floor for the Badgers, Jimenez, Copeland, Porter, Williams, and Schrammick, with the Badgers trailing by 13, but at the free throw line for Southern Indiana is Chloe Gannon. 66% free throw shooter. And she'll have a pair. Southern Indiana so far is a team 9 of 10 at the free throw line this evening. And that first one is in, so that stops the 6-0 run to start the third for Wisconsin. Next one is up and in. And it's back up to a 15-point lead for Southern Indiana. 4:50 to play in the third. Copeland backcourt, lost the ball for a second. Gets it to Jimenez. Up the right sideline, front court for the Badgers. Hands off to Porter. Steers it over to the left side. It's Jimenez. Jimenez around a double screen, has it far half of the court. Gives it up to Copeland, right corner. Extra pass to Porter. Now back out to Jimenez. On top, lost the basketball with 8 on the shot clock, stolen. Left sideline, it's Ralston. Front court for Southern Indiana. Ralston looking, pass to her right, picked up Saunders. This is Saunders with it. Southern Indiana ball, 46-31. Pass deflected out of bounds by Jimenez. No, it's not. The pass was just errant and out of bounds. Jimenez comes out. Leitzinger enters the game for the Badgers. 4:12 to play. Third quarter. Wisconsin basketball with the Badgers down by 15. UW has never had the lead in this game. Here's Porter. Top of the key. Throws to her left. It's Copeland. Bouncing. Left elbow. Jumper by Schrammick. Misses off the right side of the rim. And it's ripped down by Handley of Southern Indiana. Gets it to Saunders. Crossing the timeline. Saunders out on top. Stopped defensively by Copeland and Schrammick. Gets it to Rayleigh. Inside to Gannon. Blocked down and out of bounds by Williams. It'll be Southern Indiana basketball. Inbounds off the hands, but picked up in the corner. No, out of bounds right in front of the Southern Indiana bench. Out of bounds is Rayleigh as she mishandled that pass. Five blocks for Sarah Williams tonight. 46-31. Southern Indiana lead. Jam-packed Screaming Eagles Arena here tonight. Inside Williams. Tough shot. Missed it and a foul. She was sandwiched between Gannon and Rayleigh. And it'll put Williams to the free throw line. Sarah's career high in blocks, by the way, is 6. 8 points, 7 rebounds, five blocks tonight for Williams, and she'll have a pair. I thought she was at 10 points on that last basket, but they've got her now, should be at 9, according to the official stats. Next one good. So now we've got Williams in double figures. And in the backcourt, Porter trying to put some pressure on the ball handler, Blackwell, who gets by Porter, who slipped to the floor. Chase money. Soft bounce, Webb. Bounce down low. Blocked out of bounds by Williams. Gannon tries another one deep on the left. And that is a career high tying 6 blocks now for Williams. 3:09 to play, third quarter. 46-33, Southern Indiana, 3 right side. Yep, it's Saunders from downtown. She's a 43% shooter from outside the arc this season, and that's a big time basket for the Eagles. In transition, it's Copeland down low. Kick out to Schrammick, over to the right. How about a 3 by Porter? Too strong. Rebounded Screaming Eagles. Shafford in the backcourt. 2:38 to go, third quarter. 16-point lead, 3. Open, Saunders. She got another. Timeout, Wisconsin. 2:30 to go, third quarter. Back-to-back threes by Saunders. And it's 52-33, Southern Indiana. Back after this timeout, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at anthem.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, they just announced tonight's attendance here at Screaming Eagles Arena. I believe I heard it correctly, 3,283, which is a lot in this arena, which was built and was opened up in the 2019-2020 season. It seats 4,800, but, I mean, there are just a few empty seats. When you look around in the upper deck, the lower bowl completely filled. So it is a pretty good home court environment for Southern Indiana. I mean, it's a team that's won 11 straight games. And they went 25-6 overall this season, winning the regular season and tournament title in the Ohio Valley Conference. But they've also had success here in this arena, too, this year, going a perfect 9-0 at home in the conference campaign. Overall, they were 15-2 at home this season, counting the non-con. Copeland, backcourt, got fouled. As we're back underway with 2:25. And the officials discussing things now. They're trying to say it was a push off on Copeland. And they're going to call a foul on Copeland. They're switching it, I believe. And Saniah Copeland will be called for this foul. Official had a brief chat with Badgers coach Marissa Mosley. Now they're taking a look at the video monitor. 52-33. Southern Indiana over Wisconsin. And now time is starting to run away from the Badgers. 2:25 to play in this third quarter. Got to close out the third strong. An attack to start the fourth if you want to get back in this thing. There's still time left, but it's about 2.5 now in the third. Leading scorers for the Badgers, Ronnie Porter and Sarah Williams, each with 10 points. Williams has 7 rebounds and a career high tying 6 blocks. But the officials huddled around the replay monitor as we speak. Well, while we have a moment, I'll remind you that UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. In this quarter, each team has scored 8 points, although the Badgers had a 6-0 start to cut the lead, which was 19 at the half, down to 13. That's as close as they would get. Now they're done taking a look at the video monitor. And we'll wait for the PA announcer to make some sort of announcement. So they switch it back to a foul against Southern Indiana. So now what that means is that's the 15th foul. So the Badgers will have 2 free throws here over the next 2:25 if they get fouled again. And the first one's in by Copeland and the second one's short. 52-34, 18-point Southern Indiana lead, 2:20 to play in the third. Webb, front court. Hand off high right side. It's Schaffer. Weitzinger picks her up. Schaffer between the circles, and now a whistle away from the basketball. And a foul called against Porter. Third team foul against Wisconsin in the third. First against Porter. Saunders flips it in, high left side, where it's picked up by Blackwell. To Webb on top. Steers to her left, Saunders has a 10 on the shot clock for Southern Indiana. Top side, Blackwell launches, 3, no good. Copeland has it, and she's fouled by Schaffer. Yeah, good call. Schaffer grabs her around the waist, and a foul will put the Badgers back at the free throw line. Clock stops with a minute 53. So 2 more now upcoming for Saniah Copeland. 5 points for Copeland. She's 2 of 5 from the floor and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. This season, Copeland is a 60% free throw shooter. Now the officials are convening and they're going to take a look at the replay monitor. And And I think Wisconsin's argument, I'm not exactly sure why they wanted the foul to be looked at again. Rick Stein's confused. He's the head coach of Southern Indiana. Now he's trying to say, hey, what's going on? So I'm not sure if there was some contact up around the head or neck area. But they're looking at the video monitor. .52-34 Southern Indiana. I'm not sure how long it's going to take them to look at this one, but I suspect not very long. 18-point lead in this quarter. Wisconsin is just 2 of 11 from the floor. Southern Indiana isn't that much better. 2 of 10. 0 of 5 from downtown for the Badgers. 2 of 3 from downtown in the quarter. And Wisconsin has outscored USI 9-8 in the third, but they're going to need to extend that way past just a one-point differential. Now the officials gathering. And the Badgers will be at the free throw line. Now Rick Stein's getting everything explained to him. He seems okay with it. I think it's just going to be a common foul. So Copeland back at the free throw line. Once again, 60% from the foul line this season for Copeland. And it's short. One for Sanaya's in. 17-point deficit now for the Badgers. 1:50 to play in the third quarter. We'll see if Wisconsin can close out the third quarter strong. Shafford outside right. Hard screen Gannon. Shafford to the free throw line. Bounces back to Gannon and layup good. Wide open. 54-35 USI over Wisconsin. 90 seconds to go in the third. Copeland catches outside left for the Badgers. Gives it up to Porter. Porter guides it back over to Copeland on the left. Screen set by Williams over to Porter. Pass to the wing. Stramick skips it back over to Copeland. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Leitziger catches outside right. Inside Williams back out. Copeland launching for three. Nope. Williams crashes the offensive glass. Up. No, and a foul. And now Williams steps back to the free throw line. Shafford gets called for the shove. Third personal foul against Shafford. And the Badgers still in the bonus here with 1:10 to play in the third. So now at the free throw line, it'll be Williams. 10 points, should be 8 rebounds now after that last rebound. Free throws up and in. 54-36. Next one for Sarah. And that one's going to rattle through. 54-37, Southern Indiana lead in the basketball. Approaching 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Here's Saunders out on top, driving to the free throw line. Now picks up her dribble, gives it up, picked up Webb, and a reach-in foul against Williams. Oh, actually, they're going to get Leitziger, sorry. 24, not 25. Just the Badgers' fourth team foul with 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Although one more foul would put USI to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Blackwell over to Webb. Long three with 7 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. No offensive rebound. Gannon picked it up left of the lane. Fresh 20 on the shot clock for USI. 30 seconds to play in the third. Blackwell dribbling far half of the court. Now back over to the near half on the right wing. Bounce.
bouncing fadeaway. Webb with two on the shot clock, short, picked up on the baseline by Schrammick. 17 seconds for the Badgers. Up ahead, Leitziger catches from Porter, front court, leans in, and the layup's in. 10 seconds to go in the third. Backcourt, Blackwell behind her back across the timeline. 6 seconds, Porter has her defensively. Blackwell on top behind his screen, bumped by Schrammick. Oh, with 2.5 seconds in the third, and it's going to put Southern Indiana at the free throw line. That's the fourth against Schrammick. .54-39 Southern Indiana. But now at the free throw line to shoot a pair, up by 15. Wisconsin has gotten it down to 13 in the quarter. But two at the line for Blackwell. She missed the first. 92% free throw shooter is Addie Blackwell. Next one, good. So she got one. Two and a half seconds for the Badgers to go the length of the floor. Leitziger chucks it, caught by Copeland. One dribble, turnaround three is good at the buzzer. How about that one as Copeland hits it straight on. Big three to end the third for Wisconsin. And what it does is it puts it down to a 13-point game. After three, Southern Indiana 55, Wisconsin 42. We'll be back for the final 10 minutes next. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Back court side. Here in Evansville, Indiana, John Adi is with you. 55-42, Southern Indiana leads Wisconsin in the second round WNIT matchup, and it's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go to the second quarter, where Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter hits from the outside. Williams catches in the paint, back out to Porter. She'll launch for three, and Ronnie connects. RP3. That was tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. It's one of three three-pointers made by the Badgers here this evening. Wisconsin is 3 of 15 from outside the three-point line, but the last one came right at the buzzer to end the third quarter as Natalie Leitziger from the baseline, 94 feet away from the rim, threw it into the front court, caught by Copeland between the circles. She took one dribble, fired the three, and nailed it. And that three-pointer has cut the lead down to 13. It's 55-42. Southern Indiana, the home team, by 13. Had a 19-point lead at halftime. That's been their largest lead of the game. So now what Wisconsin needs to do in the final 10 minutes is outscore Indiana by at least 13. That would force overtime. If they can do better than that, they would escape with a win and a trip to the Super 16. But right now, the advantage to Southern Indiana. 10 more minutes to play here tonight. Here's Ralston. for the Screaming Eagles. Bouncing high post where it's grabbed by Raley. Raley working in the lane up on Douglas. Blocked by Douglas. Collected by Halley and hands off to Porter. Wisconsin right to left. Up ahead. Here's Williams. Transition. Layup in. Now the Badgers put in the pressure in the backcourt. Ralston flies right through it. Fires to her right with the pass where it's picked up by Saunders. Back to Ralston. Open three. No good. Too strong. Long rebound into the hands of Saunders, who got fouled by Ronnie Porter, even though Saunders grabbed the rebound and pushed Porter. But okay. 55-44. Wisconsin creeping back down by 11. Now 14 points, 8 rebounds, 6 blocks for Williams. USI to inbound. They get it in where it's picked up by Raley. Looking down low, it's loose and it's stolen. Leitzinger has it on a 5-on-4. Across midcourt, over to Porter, near side. Ronnie skips it, far side, caught by Copeland. Copeland penetrating, slicing through everyone, up to Williams. Count it and one. And Wisconsin has gotten it to single digits. Foul Southern Indiana. And we've got a ball game with 9:16 to go. 55-46. Down by 9. And now here's Williams at the free throw line. Free throw up and through for Williams. Backcourt pressure again by the Badgers. Shafford has it. Leitzinger picks her up. Now the Badgers back away. Shafford across the timeline. 9:08 to go in this one. 55-47. It's an 8-point lead for Southern Indiana. Down low. Gannon fires a pass to the left corner. Shafford for three. No. It's ripped down by Williams, but it touched the top of the backboard. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Bounced off the rim. High off the backboard. Badgers ball. Timeout, Southern Indiana. 8:55 to go in this game. Don't go anywhere. 55-47, Southern Indiana with the lead, but the Badgers making a comeback back after this timeout by the Screaming Eagles. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you. Second round action at the WNIT, and the Badgers have made things very interesting now. 55-47, Southern Indiana has the 8-point lead over the Badgers, but a 3 to end the third quarter by Copeland, combined with Wisconsin scoring the first 5 points of this fourth quarter, and you put those two together and it's an 8-0 run by Wisconsin after they trailed by 16. And now they've got 8:55 to go in this game. So Wisconsin is making a move. Sarah Williams has 17 points for the Badgers. 5 of 11 shooting with 8 rebounds and a career high tying 6 blocks. Next up on the scoring list for the Badgers, Ronnie Porter, right at about her season average, as is Williams, by the way, who averages just shy of 18. Porter at 10 points leads the Badgers with 3 assists and a team high 31 minutes on the court tonight.
for Southern Indiana. Allie Saunders has 15 points to lead the way. Rayleigh has 13. So two players in double figures for each side. But the Badgers have never had the lead in this game. Wisconsin playing in the WNIT for the first time in 13 years. It's the first time they've made a postseason tournament in 13 years. Right now, battling strong in the fourth. Here's Porter across the timeline. A three will cut it to five. A two will make it a six-point game, and there's a lot of time on the clock. Now the crowd of 3,200 getting loud. High post feed to Douglas. Out to Porter. Bounces back in the lane to Douglas. Tries an extra pass for Williams, and it's poked free and stolen. Southern Indiana ball. Shafford, high left side. Porter tight on her defensively. Shafford spins away, has it between the circles, brings it back out, high dribble. Now bounce, high post. Back to the basket, Gannon. Back out to Shafford, now on the right side. Shot clock at 10. Saunders catches Douglas on her out on top. Saunders still with the dribble, shot clock at 5. Bounces to Gannon out on top. Bounces to Webb, turnaround hook with 2 on the shot clock. Missed it short, out of bounds. Whose ball? Wisconsin's. 8 minutes to go. 55-47, Southern Indiana. Badgers making this a ball game. They haven't allowed a point by USI yet in this fourth. Copeland, left wing, gives to Porter. Back to Sanaya, squares up. Soft toss in the lane. Fadeaway Williams missed it, left of the lane. Grabbed by Hanley. Screaming Eagles basketball up the left sideline. Saunders and Porter reaches in. Yep. That's the third against Porter, second team foul against Wisconsin. Douglas comes out and Schrammick comes into the game, playing with 4 fouls. Saunders catches between the circles for USI. Saunders still with it. Finds Shafford. Weitzinger on her outside the arc. Around a screen. Out on top. Now right of the lane. Shafford to the right baseline. Shafford brings it back out to the corner. Bounces inside. This is Webb on Schrammick. Right hand. Hooked in a dance around. No good. Ripped down by Williams. Outlet to Copeland. Left sideline. Copeland attacking. Bouncing to Porter. Layup in. 55-49. 6-point deficit. Now the Badgers bring on the pressure. Backcourt Saunders. Bobbled. Gathers across the timeline. Right hand dribble. Top of the key. 7 minutes to go. 6-point lead for Southern Indiana. But the Badgers making a comeback. They trail by as many as 19. Kick out. Hanley left side. Bouncing to the baseline. Now here's a turnaround off the glass. Good by Gannon. Left hand finish off the right shoulder turn. 6:40 to go. And it's the first field goal of the fourth quarter for Southern Indiana. 57-49. 8-point lead for the Screaming Eagles. Fans on their feet now. 6.5 minutes to go in this game. Schrammick off to the left of Weitzinger. Here's Knapp out on top behind a screen. Pass back to her left. 3 ball in the air. Porter for 3. A big time bucket. 5-point game, 57-52, 6-12 and counting. The fans settling back into their seats here at Screaming Eagles Arena. Saunders up the left sideline. Hands off Hanley, 6 minutes to play. Gannon gives it up to Saunders. Out on top, Porter on her defensively. Saunders, top of the key, pass to the right, deflected out of bounds. It's last touch by Shafford. It was deflected by Copeland. Last touch, though, by Shafford as the Badgers force a turnover. 13th turnover of the game for USI. Wisconsin outscoring the Screaming Eagles 10-2 in this quarter. Down by 5. 5:47 to go. Now the fans again here. Standing. Schrammick to the left and Porter. Ronnie feeds Leitzinger. Mid-range on the left to Copeland. Big-time three. Get in there and rattles in. Sanaya Copeland for 3. And it's a 2-point game. 57-55. 5.5 to go. Southern Indiana has its lead down to 2. Timeout. Screaming Eagles. The Badgers are firing on all cylinders in the fourth. Five of 6 from the floor. 43% shooting. They've knocked down both of their three-point shots, one by Porter, one by Copeland. Copeland this evening, 2 of 6 from downtown, and Sanaya's got 12 points in the game. She's now the third Badger in double figures to join Williams and Porter. Williams with 17, Ronnie has 15, Sanaya has 12. And the lead is down to 2. The Badgers outscoring Southern Indiana 13-2 in the fourth quarter. Ralston catches the inbounds behind a screen by Rayleigh. Off on the left wing. Spins it past to Saunders. Bumps into Leitzinger. Has it left elbow. Bouncing to Handley outside left. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Handley lost the handle. Picked up Leitzinger. Another turnover forced by the Badgers. To the left. Now inside. Here's Williams. Down low. On the left. Up strong. No, but a foul. And Williams will go to the free throw line and can tie the game with 2 makes. Foul against Rayleigh. That's foul number 5. She's done. Rayleigh leaves with 13 points on 4 of 7 shooting. 5 fouls in just 18 minutes. Here is Williams at the line to shoot a pair. First one's in. 57-56. Next one upcoming for Sarah is gonna find the bottom of the net, and we are tied 57 apiece. 5:02 to play in this game. We're back to even. Wisconsin outscoring USI 15-2 in the quarter. They let that 13-point lead evaporate in 5 minutes. That's a travel by Webb. No call down low. Missed the shot. Fighting for the rebound is Williams. She has it on the baseline. Outlet to Porter up the left sideline for the Badgers. Here's Ronnie slowing things down. Wisconsin can take the lead with a basket. They've never led in this game. 4:35 to go. Porter backing down Blackwell. Porter gets free. Free throw line. Jumper is in. And Wisconsin has its first lead of the game. 59-57. And now a whistle. And a foul against Porter. Wisconsin with the 59-57 lead. Badgers trying to overcome a 19-point deficit. Copeland gets called for a foul off the inbound. That's the fourth team foul. Now that's something to watch. 4 team fouls, 1 more, and Southern Indiana is in the bonus. And they'll shoot 2 free throws the rest of the way. Up the left sideline. USI down by 2 now. They'll feed mid-post right. It's Webb working on Williams. Right-hand hook hits the side of the backboard. Picked up Leitzinger. Scoops to Schrammick. 4 minutes to play. Wisconsin ball with the 2-point lead. Here's Porter. Outside left. Poked out of bounds. Who tucks it last? Who touched it last? Are they going to make a call? It's going to be Wisconsin ball, I believe. Yeah, it'll be Badgers ball. 3:53 to go in this game. 2-point Wisconsin lead with the basketball. Jimenez catches the inbounds. Spins over to Stramick, right wing. Back near side. High grab, Leitzinger. To the corner, Porter. Fires inside. Williams up. No, and a foul. Foul against Gannon will put Sarah Williams back to the free throw line for the Badgers. Two 2-point Wisconsin lead. Make it three. Williams rolls in that first free throw. Williams back at the line. Next one is in. 19 points now, make it 20. 61-57, Wisconsin by four. Southern Indiana ball. Jimenez knocks away a pass and comes up with the steal. To Schrammick, over to Porter. So fly in from the left side, layup in. But an offensive foul before that against Williams. Williams ended up on the floor. I didn't see the contact. That's a big call. That would have made it a 6-point lead. Saunders, front court, 3:20 to play. Wisconsin leads by four, trying to get to the Super 16. Here's a drive by Saunders, lost it, got it back, traveled. Popped out of her hand, she went into the air, she grabbed it, and landed with it. 61-57, Wisconsin outscoring USI 19-2 in this quarter. Left sideline, it's Porter. Porter with the rock, approaching 3 minutes to go. Off to Schrammick, fires it in the lane for Williams, layup good. Left hand finish, 23 points now for Sarah Williams. She also has 10 rebounds, that's her 17th straight double-double, and a timeout called by Southern Indiana. 6-point Wisconsin lead, 2:51 to go in this game. Back to Williams with two more now, 23 points, 10 rebounds, that's 17 straight double-doubles. She also has a new career high in blocks with 7. So if she can pick up 3 more blocks in 3 minutes, she would have the first triple-double in Wisconsin program history. But the Badgers have trailed in this game by as many as 19 points, and the record for the largest comeback in Wisconsin history is 22. So this would actually be the third largest comeback in Badgers history if they can complete it. Still a lot of time to be played, and if you've been listening here tonight, you know how quickly this Southern Indiana team can start to connect, especially from the outside. They've made 9 of 17 threes tonight. That's 53%. Saunders has been a big part of that. She's got the basketball right now on the right side. To the right elbow. Kick out to Webb out on top. Southern Indiana ball down by 6 with 2:40 to go. And a foul called against the Badgers. Sanaya Copeland. That is going to put and a T. A T called against Williams. Oh, no. Two to go, and we're going to have free throws now for Southern Indiana, down 6. Sarah Williams in the Badgers huddle right now, trying to explain what happened. I would love to see a replay of this, of what Williams, obviously she must have said something that the officials didn't agree with. But Southern Indiana is going to be shooting free throws, so they should have 2 free throws on the foul. I think they're going to get 2 on the technical. I don't know. Williams went up. It looks like maybe went up to another player. I just got a brief replay on the ESPN Plus broadcast, but they're not showing any replays here at this arena. That's for sure. So I think they're going to have 4 free throws and the ball. Oh, no. 2:42 to go in this game. Now Marissa Mosley's creeping up toward the officials' conversation. Wants to know what's going on. Williams was about to explain what she said to the official before teammates and coaches said, no, that's okay. He doesn't need to know. So now the Badgers have to regroup. It looks like Williams went up to Webb and said something to Webb.